The numbers tell us that gang violence is the single biggest factor in El Salvador driving young people to undertake the risky journey north. But there's a very different reality in Guatemala. Studies show that Guatemalans now are mainly leaving because of suffocating poverty. Luis Argueta is a Guatemalan filmmaker who recently returned from the country. While he was there, he spoke to children who have been deported, and he came to our studio to share with us what he saw and the testimonials he gathered. Luis Argueta, welcome back to Latino USA.
My pleasure to be here, Maria. Muchas gracias por la oportunidad.
So you have recently returned from a two-month-long trip to Guatemala.
Yeah.
So on the ground in Guatemala, you basically, you're a filmmaker, you start talking to people. So give us a sense of, in general, what you were finding.
The first place we went to was a shelter for unaccompanied minors in Quetzaltenango. The one in Quetzaltenango receives the unaccompanied minors who are sent back, deported from Mexico.
And when you're in this shelter for children that have been sent back to Guatemala from Mexico, you meet a young woman named Isias.
Yes, she was 14 years old. I have to tell you, this was the second time she had been deported in 3 weeks.
Yo voy para ayudarles a mis padres.
I'm going to help my parents.
Porque mis padres están aquí y sufren.
Because
mucho.
My parents are here and they suffer a lot.
Tengo deudas y todo. Tengo mi hermana allá, pero
my sister is in the States, but she has her own kids and she needs to maintain them too.
Isias, she's not Guatemalan?
She is Guatemalan. We started to talk to her in Spanish.
But I notice a kind of Caribbean accent, maybe from Belize.
She was speaking Spanish, and all of a sudden, she said something like, you know, my Spanish is not so good. I said, what? Yeah, I speak English. I live in Belize. And then we started talking in English. And so she's talking about her aunt in Philadelphia.
My aunt helped me a lot. She paid that person to care me and all the stuff. Work is waiting for me there. And they were paying me like $100 a day. That's 700 quetzales here. Where will you end that here in a day? That I'm checking. That's why I'm going from here to have a better life. I was babysitting, but it's like, you see, $100 is 700 quetzales, right? And then I went here 600 a month. Quetzales, what's that? That's nothing.
So when you asked her, you know, point blank, look, did you know how dangerous this was? And she said yes. What was your understanding of her notion of the danger?
One of the women who was with me asked her, do you know you could be raped? And her answer was, yes, indeed, the coyote already tried to rape me, but I defended myself. I know how to take care of myself.
Now, Isias is one of the young people who actually didn't make it to the U.S. border. She gets caught and sent back from Mexico. And you asked her about that.
What was the place like?
They do not treat people good like how they treat here, right? You have everything nice, clean, and there is just disgusting. Nothing clean there.
Where did you sleep there?
Well, they give me like a sponge, but the sponge is like the scent of it, it's like lone pee-pee and all those stuff. They do not wash the sheets. We suffer a lot.
You spoke with a father who was waiting for his child after the child had been deported back from Mexico.
Don Julio César, ¿y usted qué está haciendo aquí?
Esperando aún a mi hija.
I'm waiting for my daughter.
Que viene deportada de México.
She was deported from Mexico. She's 16 years old.
Tiene 16 años.
This man had come from far away to pick up his daughter. I said, but don't you know that it's dangerous? And he said, yes, I do. And I told her that it was dangerous and please not to go. But she insisted and she left. And then I said, what will it take for kids like your daughter not to go? And he said, opportunities.
Ya no hay modos para poder salir adelante. Somos pobres, no
there aren't ways for us to come out ahead. We are poor. We don't have money to put our kids through school or job opportunities.
It seems like there might be parents in the United States, parents of teenagers in the United States, who could probably sympathize with parents of teenagers in Central America. You tell your teen, don't do this, And they do what they want.
Teenagers want to see their parents because they've grown without them. So often the parents are not aware.
You've been back from Guatemala less than a week, and already you've been able to make contact with ECS, who we've heard from at the very beginning. This is the young woman who spoke to us in English.
Somehow, I don't know how, I got a Facebook message with a phone number. I added the number that you need to dial long distance, and she answered. And she said, I'm back in Belize. And I said, what did your father say when he picked you up? She said, he was very sad that I didn't make it. And I said, you told me you were going to try again. Why haven't you tried? She said, I'm very afraid. Something that I brought back is you know, I think that we as U.S. citizens, we really need to look into our hearts and be a little bit more welcoming and try to get back some of our humanity. I think we've lost sight of what it is to be American, what is to be a human being. And these kids are trying to remind us of that.
Luis Argueta, thank you so much for your on-the-ground reporting while you were in Guatemala.
My pleasure. Gracias, María.